Module 1, Planning Your Elk Hunt. Chapter 2, Obtaining an Elk Tag. Obtaining a tag is the pivotal, fundamental part of planning your elk hunt. Every state that allows the hunting of elk requires the hunter to obtain a license and or tag prior to the hunt. Some states require a hunting license and an elk tag. Other states, just an elk license. For the sake of simplicity, in this section, I'll refer to these collectively as tags. I'll break down the individual requirements of each state later on in this chapter. The cost of elk tags, as well as the method of obtaining elk tags, can vary greatly from state to state. Additionally, the cost and methods of obtaining tags can vary within a state. Obtaining elk tags can be broken down into three main categories: over-the-counter, or OTC tags, limited entry or draw tags, and landowner tags. In addition to understanding these tag categories, it's critical to understand how and where these tags can be used. Types of tags. Elk tags are usually issued based upon a geographical region and season. Geographical regions, known as units, are established within each state to help better manage the game and the hunters on a more detailed level. Tags are often valid only for a certain unit or combination of units. An elk hunting unit is a physical geographical section of land within a state. Each state is divided into elk hunting units, and each unit might be managed differently with different seasons and regulations. Sometimes a unit has a clear boundary, such as one side of a river is Unit 1 and the other side of the river is Unit 2. Other times, the unit boundaries are more arbitrarily defined and aren't divided by visible topographical features. It's up to the hunter to know where the unit boundaries are and make sure they stay within the boundaries where their elk tag is valid. In addition to the geographical limitations of an elk tag, there are seasonal limitations. Tags are usually good for a certain season, which often limits the weapon that can be used. Referencing back to Chapter 1 of this module, it's important to know which weapon you plan to use for the specific area you plan to hunt. From there, you can find the tags that are available. For instance, if you wanted to hunt a particular unit in Idaho with a bow, there may or may not be tags available to purchase over-the-counter, and it may require that you apply for a special lottery or draw to try and obtain a tag. Understanding the state you plan to hunt, as well as the available tags within each season and unit of that state, is critical to formulating a plan and obtaining the proper tags. Over-the-counter, OTC elk tags. Many hunters that dream of hunting elk haven't actually hunted them because they feel the opportunity to obtain a tag is simply out of reach. Perhaps you've heard that it takes 20 years to draw an Arizona elk tag, and that kind of a wait just isn't worth it. While it is true that 20 years is a long time to wait to go on an elk hunt, there are multiple opportunities for an elk hunter to obtain a guaranteed tag and hunt elk in several states every fall. These guaranteed tags are called over-the-counter or OTC, and they are just like they sound. You simply show up and buy them over-the-counter at a sporting goods store or outdoor retailer. There are a handful of states that offer OTC elk tags for resident and non-resident hunters every year. Colorado, Oregon, and Idaho all have liberal or unlimited quantities, and there are opportunities for OTC tags in several other states as well. However, it's important to consider a few points before deciding to go this route. Some states require OTC tags to be purchased by a certain date, or they set a limited quota of OTC tags that are available on a first-come, first-served basis. In some cases, you will need to purchase your OTC tag far in advance, while in other cases, you'll be able to literally show up and buy a tag as you head into the field. Nothing rains on an elk hunting parade like showing up and finding out that the OTC tag you were planning to purchase has sold out or is no longer available. Over-the-counter tags can be good for a specific unit, or they might be valid in a group of units. Colorado, for example, allows an archery hunter to purchase an OTC archery tag that is valid in dozens of units during the archery season. During the same time frame, however, there are other units within the state that are off limits to hunt with that same over-the-counter tag. These limited units require a special tag that is limited to those who have applied and drawn it through the draw or lottery. Additionally, over-the-counter tags might be valid for any elk in some units, but only for bulls or only for cows in other units. You also need to consider that a unit might offer an over-the-counter tag for one season or hunting method, but within that same unit, another season or hunting method might require a limited entry tag. I'm trying really hard to not make this confusing, but the reality is that it is. In a nutshell, states have multiple hunting units to manage elk and hunters. A tag is good for a particular unit or a group of units within the state. The tag often limits you to a particular season and/or weapon. It might also limit you on the sex of elk that can be taken during that particular hunt. Limited entry or draw tags. The next type of tag, which I mentioned previously, is a limited entry tag. Again, some states use different terminology for this, but the overall idea is that the tag is not available to everyone and is only available in limited quantities. Since there's a finite number of these tags available, they cannot be purchased outright and must be applied for to have a chance of drawing. For example, let's say that Colorado only allows 50 resident elk hunters to hunt during the muzzleloader season in Unit X. If fewer than 50 resident hunters applied for the tags, every hunter that applies would get a tag. However, if 200 hunters applied, 150 of those hunters would not receive a tag to hunt that unit with a muzzleloader. States offer these limited tags as a way to tightly manage the elk herds and provide an elk hunting experience with more mature or larger bulls or higher elk numbers, increasing the overall quality of the experience for the hunter. The more sought after the tag is, the more hunters who will likely apply, and the lower the odds of drawing that tag. The draw application systems vary from state to state, and understanding the many systems is a course all in its own. Some application periods begin in January, while some states don't notify tag recipients until mid-July. Some states require you to buy a non-refundable hunting license in advance of participating in the draw, while others simply charge a minimal fee to apply. Some require the license and tag fee to be paid up front, while others charge your credit card only after you've successfully drawn a tag. A few states offer an equal chance of drawing to all applicants without any kind of a point system. Most states, however, have adopted a preference point or bonus point system to weight the chances of drawing for those who have been applying longest. Preference points. In a preference point system, hunters who apply for a tag and are not successful in obtaining the tag can opt to be awarded a preference point. In states that utilize a preference point system, tags are allocated through a draw system and go to the applicants who apply with the most preference points. Those who have applied the longest are given preference and rewarded for standing in line longer than those who have just started applying. Priority in the draw and the tags that are awarded is given to those with the most preference points. For example, let's say there are 100 applicants with 5 preference points that apply for a certain tag. There are no applicants with more than 5 preference points applying for these tags. If there are 200 tags available, everyone with 5 points is guaranteed to draw that tag. Then, the system moves down to those with 4 points. If there are 200 applicants with 4 points, the system will randomly draw 100 of them to receive the leftover tags. If there are 200 applicants with 4 points, the system will randomly draw 100 of them to receive the remaining 100 tags, and the other 100 applicants with 4 points will receive an additional preference points, so they will be at 5 points the next year. Anyone with less than 4 points in this example will have no chance of drawing a tag that year. In high-demand elk units known for trophy potential, it's possible that applicants with multiple preference points will have no chance of drawing a tag for several years. There are multiple units in several states where an applicant with 12 or 15 points won't ever be able to draw that tag due to the limited number of available tags and the high number of applicants with more preference points ahead of them. So, how do you get preference points? You can only obtain one preference point per species, per state, per year. Not all states offer preference points. Preference points are typically awarded when an applicant applies for a hunt but is not drawn. It is the consolation prize when you don't draw a tag, and it gives you the opportunity to have better luck next time. Some states allow you to purchase a preference point directly without actually applying for a specific elk tag. In this case, you can simply pay the fee to obtain a point and collect points until you have enough to draw or want to start applying. This can be helpful if you know you aren't going to be able to hunt a particular state or unit for several years, but want to eventually do so. Colorado is one such state that offers this opportunity. A preference point system is clearly advantageous to the applicant with the most points. But if you need at least a dozen points to draw a tag today, that means you are at least 12 years away from even having a chance. And that is assuming you stay in the game and earn a point for each of the next dozen years. That also assumes that the number of points required to draw that tag doesn't creep upwards, an issue known as point creep. I'll talk more about the strategy of obtaining and using preference points later on in this chapter. Bonus points. A bonus point system is much simpler to explain and understand than a preference point system. A bonus point system is still based around the names in a hat lottery drawing, but in this case, your name goes in the hat one extra time for each bonus point you possess. If you apply with no bonus point, your name gets put in the hat once. If you apply with one bonus point, your name gets put in the hat twice, once for the application, plus one more time for your bonus point. If you have five bonus points, your name is in the hat six times, one for the application, five for your bonus points. It is a random draw, but weighted by the number of points you have. This system allows someone with no points to still draw a tag, but offers better odds of drawing to those who have applied for multiple years without drawing. Some states award bonus points only when an applicant is unsuccessful in a drawing, while some states allow hunters to purchase bonus points without applying for a hunt. Again, this gives you an opportunity to build up bonus points for future applications. One thing to mention about limited entry or draw tags is that there are times when the number of applicants is actually less than the number of available tags. In these situations, there are tags left over from the draws. Leftover tags often go on sale after the initial drawing and are a great way for hunters to purchase a second chance tag that was otherwise limited. Another thing to keep in mind is that many states have created custom versions of preference points and bonus points. Some states set aside a certain percentage of the tags for those with the most points, while the remainder of the tags are issued randomly. I'll provide more details on each state and the systems they use to allocate tags later on. Landowner tags. I've covered over-the-counter tags and explained limited entry and leftover tags, as well as the operational procedures of lotteries and their related point systems. But there is one additional way you can obtain an elk tag, and that is a landowner tag. Landowners in many western states have the ability to obtain elk tags for the unit that their land is in, even if the unit is a limited entry area. These tags are often given to landowners in compensation for the damage elk might cause to their land during the winter, or as a reward for allowing access to hunters on their land. I won't go into all the varying details of how landowners obtain these tags, but many states allow landowners to transfer the tags to other hunters. Landowner tags have created a pretty competitive market for purchasing tags that are otherwise difficult to obtain. If you weren't successful in drawing a limited entry tag or don't want to wait in line to draw the tag, there are options for purchasing a tag, even in some of the hardest to draw units. As you can probably imagine, the open market for these tags can quickly drive the prices quite high. Landowner tags for high demand units can cost thousands, sometimes upwards of $20,000. If you have the budget to consider this route, it's important to understand any potential limitations or restrictions on the tag. Some landowner tags can only be used on that particular private land, while others are good for the entire unit. Additionally, most landowner tags are good only for one particular season, archery, muzzleloader, firearm, etc. Be sure to get all the information on these tags before committing to the purchase. State-by-state tag information. There are basically 10 western states that offer realistic elk hunting opportunities. In no particular order, they are Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico. Additionally, there are several other states that offer elk hunting opportunities, but the opportunities are so limited that I won't go into detail. Each state manages their elk herds differently and has differing rules governing the hunting in their respective state. It's imperative that you research the seasons, regulations, and other vital information for the state you decide to hunt. Refer to the University of Elk Hunting online course, website version, or the app for more detailed information on each of these 10 states, including an overview of the systems that they use to generate tags, the costs, the application dates, and the season dates for each of these states. In addition to the state-by-state breakdown, the University of Elk Hunting online course website version or app also includes a chart showing ranking of over-the-counter elk tag states, as well as a state-by-state breakdown of elk license and tag fees for non-residents. Long-term and short-term strategies. Knowledge is power. Now that you are armed with all of this information for obtaining elk tags, you can more easily determine what your elk hunting future looks like. Whether you want to hunt elk every year, every few years, or just a few special times throughout your lifetime, you need to put a game plan into action. It isn't necessary to apply for limited entry tags or collect bonus or preference points, but hunting solely with over-the-counter tags does have drawbacks. OTC units typically receive the most pressure and have the least trophy potential when compared to their limited entry counterparts. If you want to hunt with less competition and have a better chance at a bigger bull, you will definitely want to include limited entry tags in your master plan. Your strategy for obtaining preference or bonus points and pursuing limited entry tags is going to be unique for you. There isn't one formula or plan that has to be followed. Factors such as your hunting goals, your budget, your location, and your schedule will affect what states you should be applying for year after year. A common scenario for many elk hunters involves a three-part strategy. Number one, the ability to hunt elk every year, or over the counter. Number two, an opportunity to obtain a good tag as often as possible, perhaps every 3 or 5 years. And number three, a plan to draw a really special tag in the long term, meaning 10 or more years. With this strategy in mind, here is a simple plan. You can apply for Wyoming and Colorado every year as part of the strategy to fulfill goal number two. A general tag in Wyoming is draw only for non-residents, but the odds are decent, and there are several other tags that can be drawn in Wyoming with 3 to 5 points. The Wyoming draw results come out in late February, so you'll know your results well before you need to apply for many other states. If you happen to draw a Wyoming tag, you would still apply for a preference point in Colorado, so your odds of drawing a tag in another 3 to 5 years comes 1 year closer. If you don't draw a tag in Wyoming, you can apply for a tag in Colorado. If you're unsuccessful in Colorado, you'll be awarded a preference point, which will increase your odds next year. Since both tags have decent draw odds, you should be able to plan on hunting elk with a draw tag in one of these states every 2 or 3 years. You still have a goal of obtaining a really good elk tag every 10 years or so, and several states offer excellent elk hunts that are difficult to draw. You could consider accumulating bonus points in Arizona year after year and saving them for a really special hunt down the road. You could also apply for a great limited entry hunt in New Mexico. There are no bonus or preference points to accumulate in New Mexico, but the tough draw odds combined with excellent hunting opportunity make it a great candidate for your third goal. Utah and Nevada are also decent states to consider for drawing your quality long-term elk tag. With plans in place for drawing decent tags every 2 or 3 years and a great elk tag every 10 years or so, you just need a guaranteed over-the-counter tag to fill in on the years you don't draw. And there are multiple OTC or leftover tags available in several great elk states such as Colorado, Oregon, Idaho, and possibly Montana. Lastly, I've only listed what I consider to be the top 10 Western elk states for elk hunters. There are several other opportunities, and depending on where you live, they might be a good option for you to research and apply for. Kentucky, for example, sets aside a number of tags for non-resident hunters. Although the odds of drawing a rifle bull elk tag there are far from likely, the odds of drawing other tags, such as an archery cow elk tag, are not out of the question. Plus, it only costs $10 to enter the lottery, so why not put your name in the hat? If you're an elk hunter in that region of the country, it might make sense. Opportunities also exist in states such as Pennsylvania, California, and Alaska, just to name a few. For more information on an elk application strategy for short-term, mid-term, and long-term elk hunting plans, be sure and listen to Elk Talk Podcast Episode 15, where Andy Newberg and I detail the structure of an elk hunting application strategy. My personal elk tag application strategy. For me, I have basically two ways of obtaining an elk tag. Buy one over the counter or draw one through a lottery. I haven't been in a position to purchase landowner tags, so my personal strategy involves only those first two. Over-the-counter tags. OTC tags are just that. You show up and buy a tag. Several states offer OTC elk tags, including Utah, Colorado, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. There are some specific requirements for each state that are worth reading up on as you plan your hunt, but for the most part in these states, you can obtain a guaranteed tag if you want one. For me, 75% of my hunts are done on over-the-counter tags. The reason why is simple. I want to be able to hunt elk every year. Fortunately, these states, and my home state of Idaho, allow for me to do that. It's possible to hunt with an over-the-counter elk tag every single year, sometimes multiple times per year, if your budget and vacation time will allow. Sitting out an entire elk season waiting to draw a tag is not an option for me, so I'm grateful for these OTC opportunities. However, over-the-counter areas are managed for opportunity and not necessarily for quality. If you want to build consistent quality in an area, it requires restricting access or opportunity. Quality and opportunity do not usually coexist, or at the very least, one decreases as the other increases. With that being said, though, there are plenty of quality areas available within over-the-counter units, and with a little homework and legwork, there are definitely areas where you can have your cake and eat it too. The benefit of limited draw areas is that you will usually find less hunting pressure and therefore improved hunting quality. Limited tags. A limited or draw tag is one where the state is managing the elk numbers and has placed a quota on how many elk tags they are willing to give out. When there are more hunters desiring that tag than available tags, the states allocate these tags through a lottery-style drawing. The draw procedures and application processes differ from state to state, but in a nutshell, your name goes in a hat, and if it's selected, you get a tag. In really hard-to-draw areas, such as high-quality areas, odds are often in the single digits or even below 1%. To increase the chances of drawing for those who have applied longest, many states have implemented bonus point or preference point systems. Again, each state manages their point systems differently, but what I want to focus on here is if it is really worth obtaining points. Bonus and or preference points are available in multiple states. Washington, Oregon, Montana, Wyoming, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and many more states offer an opportunity to collect points to increase your odds of drawing an elk tag in the future. Idaho and New Mexico do not have a point system. In most states, if you apply for an elk tag and are unsuccessful, you can earn a point. Some states allow you to purchase a point without even applying. This can be handy if you know you can't hunt there this season but want to begin or continue accruing points. I personally play the points game in several states. I don't necessarily agree 100% with giving preference to those who have applied longest, as it drastically decreases the odds for new hunters or those entering the draw for the first time. However, almost every Western state has a point system, and if we want to hunt in one of those states, we have to play the game. Through the accrual of points in multiple states, I have a strategy that will enable me to draw a really high-quality tag every 10 years or so. In addition to that high quality tag, I also aim to draw a good tag every 3 or 4 years. Then I supplement the years when I don't draw a limited tag with over-the-counter tags. This enables me to have a good mix of opportunity and quality in my elk hunting adventures. However, playing the points game can get somewhat expensive. Some states require the purchase of a non-resident hunting license in order to just obtain a point. Additionally, some require the full tag fee to be paid up front and then issue a refund or a partial refund if you don't draw. Here's a quick breakdown of the cost to obtain a point in the 8 western states that offer points, excluding Idaho and New Mexico. In Wyoming, you can apply for a tag and select to gain a preference point if you are unsuccessful in the draw. You must pay an additional $50 for the point. You can also purchase a point for $50 later in the year if you don't want to actually apply for a tag that year. In Arizona, you must purchase a non-resident hunting license in order to receive a bonus point. The license costs around $160. If you don't want to apply for a hunt but just want to obtain a point through the application process, you will also need to pay an extra $15. In Utah, you must purchase a $65 non-resident hunting license to apply and/or gain a point, plus a $10 application fee. Montana has recently changed their process for non-residents to obtain a bonus or preference point. Montana is a very confusing state and has both preference and bonus points, and make sure and reference the online version or the app for more information about Montana's system. Colorado. You're now required to purchase a qualifying license in order to apply for a hunt or a preference point in Colorado. The least expensive option is a small game license and will cost a non-resident $80. You'll also need to pay $10 for a habitat stamp and $9 for the application or preference point. The full tag fee won't be required unless you draw. So if you just want a preference point, you'll need to pay around $99 during the application process. In Nevada, hunters need to purchase a non-resident hunting license for around $142 and submit a $21.50 non-refundable bonus point fee. Oregon requires a non-resident to purchase a $160 hunting license, and that's required to apply or select a bonus point in Oregon in addition to a non-refundable $8 application fee. In Washington, hunters must purchase an elk license for $497 and a special permit hunt application for $110.50 before you can even apply for a special elk hunt permit. If you don't draw, you'll receive a point and be left with a general elk license that will allow you to hunt the over-the-counter units. What does it cost? If you were to gain points in all 8 states, here's how the financials would break down. Total money to be paid up front would be $1,388.50. Total money refunded if unsuccessful would be $0. The total cost to obtain points in all 8 states would therefore be $1,388.50. In my opinion, if you're just starting out in the points game, it really isn't worth your time applying for Washington. Additionally, Colorado, Oregon, and Utah probably aren't states I would look to if I wanted a chance at a quality hunt in the next 10 years. That leaves Arizona, Nevada, Wyoming, and Montana as possibilities. So here's the cost if you were to begin accruing points in these 4 states. The total money you would pay up front for points in Arizona, Nevada, Wyoming, and Montana would be $438.50 per year. Overall, Arizona and Nevada manage for big bowls, while Wyoming and Montana manage for great experiences and some nicer bowls. You could pick 2 of these states to build points in and maybe throw your name in the hat for a state like Idaho or New Mexico that doesn't have a point system, then supplement with an over-the-counter tag on the years you don't draw. This will give you an opportunity to draw a really good tag down the road and still be hunting each fall without completely breaking the bank. Again, points aren't for everyone. Hunting out of state isn't for everyone. But if you're looking to expand your elk hunting horizons, or to add some quality to your hunts, playing the points game can improve your odds. On the flip side, I'd strongly urge you not to wait on drawing your quality hunt to go on your first elk hunt. Find a state with over-the-counter tags and go hunt. Mixing up over-the-counter opportunities with limited draw hunts can be a great way to balance opportunity and quality and hunt elk on a regular basis. Now that you have a deeper understanding of elk hunting seasons, methods, locations, and tags, you can begin to formulate a plan for your elk hunt. All that's really left in finalizing your plan is determining when you want to go.